What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 531. In this episode, I'll discuss the role for ketamine and status epilepticus. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode531. The initial therapy for status epilepticus is to use one of the following benzodiazepines: lorazepam, 0.1 milligrams per kilo, capped at 4 milligrams IV, midazolam, 0.2 milligrams per kilo, capped at 10 milligrams IM, or diazepam, 0.15 milligrams per kilo, capped at 10 milligrams IV. But what happens if the patient does not respond to this initial therapy? An antiepileptic such as levetiracetam, fosphenytoin, or valproate should be given. If this does not terminate the seizures, then therapy should progress to general anesthetic levels of midazolam, propofol, or pentobarbital. With any of these options, respiratory failure is a real possibility and the patient will likely need to be intubated for protection of their airway. If using midazolam, I give 0.2 mg per kilo IV bolus, followed by an infusion of 0.1 mg per kilo per hour. Beware of tachyphylaxis with this option. If using propofol, I give a 1 or 2 mg per kilo IV bolus, followed by an infusion titrated as high as necessary to stop the seizures. Beware of propofol infusion syndrome, and don't use very high doses for any longer than absolutely necessary. Also, propofol at these doses could cause significant hypotension. If using pentobarbital, which is rare, I give 5 milligrams per kilo IV over 10 minutes, followed by a milligram per kilo per hour. Again, be aware of severe hypotension with this option. Unfortunately, running through the sequence of medications from initial benzo to antiepileptic to general anesthesia can take a long time. The longer a seizure goes on, the less likely it is that GABA agonists, such as we just talked about, will be effective. However, NMDA antagonists, such as ketamine, may maintain the chance of efficacy despite seizure duration. A retrospective study described the role of ketamine in the treatment of refractory status epilepticus. Common features of successful use of ketamine, including a loading dose, the median was 1.5 milligrams per kilo and the max 5 milligrams per kilo, followed up by a continuous infusion. The median infusion was 2.75 milligrams per kilo per hour with a max of 10 milligrams per kilo per hour. Ketamine was always part of a multi-drug regimen that ranged from 2 to 12 concurrent medications. The mortality rate was 43% in these patients, but it was lower when status epilepticus was controlled within 24 hours of ketamine initiation. And this was a statistically significant difference. No likely responses were observed when the ketamine infusion rate was lower than 0.9 milligrams per kilo per hour. Based on this data, in the rare event I'm using ketamine for refractory status epilepticus, I use 2 or 3 milligram per kilo IV bolus, followed by an infusion of at least 1 milligram per kilo per hour. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to in-depth practical trainings on the use of ketamine in critical care and the treatment of status epilepticus from a pharmacist's point of view. This is in addition to over 140 other trainings, weekly literature digests, and resources to help precept residents and students. To join now to get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.